It's 5:35, today's the date, August 13th, 2018, and we're going to have a roll call.
Chuck Perry, excused.
Okay, I'm present.
Richard Soto.
Here.
Yeah, I'm here. Eric Farner.
Here.
Jason Frey. Joel Crowe.
Here.
Glenn Dunn.
Here.
We have a forum.
Okay, staff, welcome, I'd like to welcome Dwayne Wallace, interim operations.
Here.
Nice to meet you, welcome. Any words to the wise or anything like that?
Not yet.
Okay, airport manager, Mike Turan.
Okay. Fuel sales.
We're just doing roll call.
Oh, just roll call.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. So Dwayne, Mike Turan, resident, I guess. And Councilwoman Joan Hanson.
I'm here, and glad to be here.
All right, now, call to the public. Okay. Okay, minutes to be included in the later meeting. Report from the airport manager, Mike.
Thank you. Okay, fuel sales. For the month of May, we had 20 sales. We sold 556.29 gallons at $4.67 a gallon for a batch total of $2,597.88. I had a visitor count of 7. For the month of June, we had 10 sales. We sold 117.3 gallons at $4.67 a gallon for a batch total of $547.79. Had a visitor count of 3. For the month of July, we had 12 sales. We sold 251.47 gallons at $4.67 a gallon for a batch total of $1,174.36. Had a visitor count of 5. We currently have 3,562 gallons of fuel on site. We currently have 4 available shaded tie downs and the old hangar is empty at this point. Today I placed an order for a fuel filter. It's time to change the fuel filter on that. And the green lens for the rotating beacon, that one I had broke, so I've got another one coming.
Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear him, so very good.
You have no mic?
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Keep on going.
Okay, I ordered a couple more of those fringeable couplers that hold the lights up. We ran out of those. And then I'm waiting for the John Deere tire to come back. I don't know. Guys from the garage took it. As soon as they bring it back, I'll get that going again. I'm a little bit behind on that. And then I wanted to mention the sweeper. Is that available, Dwayne? I need to get that. It's I got a safety issue with gravel.
As far as I know, all you have to do is contact Raul.
Okay. I'll contact him. The card reader, did we ever get the computer set up for that?
And I'll give this on my report. I'm working on some stuff on that.
Okay. I've been working on cleaning up the taxiway. Just about done with that. And then there's plenty of weedier work to do on that side of it. And then at some point, I'm going to need to get a front end loader down there, either somebody to operate it or I can operate it. We got to clear the sides of the dirt runway. That's all I got.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes, please.
There had been some discussion in a previous meeting about having a fire sale on the fuel. Is that something that's still being looked at to reduce the price to cycle out some of that old fuel?
We have new fuel, you know.
Yeah, we got new fuel in there already.
Okay.
We can't change the fuel price until we get that computer set up, though. That's QT Technologies has a software. We just got to get the computer set up, and they said they'd send it to us.
Okay.
So that's the latest for QT software, the kiosk, the card reader.
Right? Yeah, the card reader.
Okay. And you can control from the inside as well, right?
Well, the computer's—it's gone. It was in the fire at City Hall, so.
Wow.
That's why we can't change the price on it.
I believe you can call them their 1-800 number, and they can change it for you.
No, I tried that.
Really?
Yeah, he said we need to get a computer set up and that they would send us the software to,
oh, okay.
So we have the ability to do that. So we're waiting on that.
Is there a hang-up on getting the computer?
I don't know what the story is on that. I've mentioned it a few times.
When it's my turn, I'll explain all the stuff that I've been working on.
Okay.
And that's about it, Mark?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Anything else for airport manager? Okay. We'll go to, Councilwoman Joanne Hanson.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong line again. Man, okay. Report of the intern operations manager, Dwayne Wallace.
Thank you. As you all know, we're kind of playing catch-up on what needed to get done at the airport and from our end, not so much what Mike was doing, but what Mike had asked to get done. I'm reaching out and trying to find out what the system that the Cochise College uses for the fuel system, because we don't want to invest in something right now if we're going to try to upgrade it anyways. So I'm trying to do that right now. I'm reaching out to some of my contacts in the county and at the college and try to get some information around that. Instead of having to spend money twice, maybe we can do an upgrade at once, something that's more user-friendly and something that won't require a hard line like was before, because I know a lot of the newer systems you can learn off of Verizon Wireless, a wireless hotspot or something. And if we're going to make an investment at the airport, I would much rather go forward instead of backwards. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just waiting on, you send out your feelers and you kind of wait on everything back to come back. So I am working on that. I reached out to a couple people this morning and I'm waiting on some news back. I'm also trying to figure out all these different nuances of, especially with the sweeper, because the way that we were told, not myself, the way that the streets division was told was a lot different than apparently the way it's supposed to be. So I'm trying to break them of that habit of the street sweeper, because they were always on the impression that they could just use it and that there was no FAA requirement to have it there. And we're working on that as well. I'm working on trying to, unfortunately, with the rains too, it's unfortunately needs to get shared, because the street sweeper that they use, they just spending another $3,000 or $4,000 on to get fixed until I get them a new sweeper. I am trying to get that back down to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, on the weekends would be great, you know, especially on the weekends.
But, and that's, it's trying to break some habits that they were ingrained in on what is theirs and what isn't. And it's no fault of theirs. So we are working on that. Also, my understanding, and this kind of drifts into new business, is I did get that packet from ADOT FAA, and I guess we're going to be discussing that later on. It gets too late to do anything this year, but we have the option of possibly being open for something next year. And that's all I have right now.
Okay, new business. Okay, brief discussion of the grant funds available for this year, which you did. Okay, now.
Do you have anything else to add?
No. What we're kind of hoping for is that once this is, we'd like this to be something that the Friends of the Airport kind of runs with, because you have more experience, or the proposed organization would have a lot more experience dealing with ADOT and the FAA on these sort of things. We've got to get to the bottom of what's true and what's not too, I believe, because all I heard was a lot of no's because of the from different people because of the through the fence agreements, and I don't know the truth. And I'd like to find out what the actual truth is on these things so that we can move forward instead of using hearsay or whatever else. Because I'm not sure, honestly, I know Tom Klimek spent a lot of time working on the through the fence agreements, and then when he left, I don't know why that went from something that was okay to something that was not. And I don't know that whole history, and I'm trying to figure that out as well. Okay.
New people.
We don't have enough time to do that this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that once we get the airport, the Friends of the Bisbee Airport set up, or what you, or somebody gets it set up, not me, then we can move forward on some of those things and go after what's available out there.
And Andy had us set up for, we would take turns for a grant.
Okay.
For when somebody had the money. with other airports, and I'm not sure what those airports are, so we need to find out what airports all those are.
I believe it was just Benson. I think...
No, there were several.
The only one I remember us was last year was Benson.
Yeah, well,
and I can't remember if that was the transition from Marsh to Mr. Smith, or it was around that time, so I'm not sure of the specifics. But the way I heard it, I believe, was just with Benson, and that's why we're going to be available for a higher amount next year.
No, there were several.
Were there several?
Okay. Yeah, several airports. And
what I heard, too, was mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because Safford was thrown several times.
Was Wilcox one?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may. Mr. Wallace, have you been talking with the new chief at Cochise College is a guy named Mike Kehoe. Is that who you've had a chance to talk with?
No, I started with my county context, and then kind of blossomed out from there.
Okay. I don't want to drift too far off subject. If I do, Joan Hansen will smack me in the kneecaps.
That's right.
Again. But Mike is a very much by-the-book kind of guy, so he's a wealth of knowledge about some of the FAA regulations, and certainly there would probably be an interest in supporting what the city wants to do with the airport, because it is a resource that the college uses. And certainly we're going to have some information about some of the contracts they're negotiating for fuel systems. Right now they use trucks to fuel the aircraft.
Okay.
And I think they're working on that. And in terms of regulations, resources, things like that. So there's definitely a dialogue that I had started with him, and he would be a valuable resource to speak with. Mike Keel.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Anybody else? Okay, we'll move on to update on Friends.
No, we haven't done that.
Okay. Update on Friends of Bisbee Airport, LLC.
I've asked Peter Levine to talk about that. You want to get up and talk about our friends group?
Yeah.
I think you need to. I don't know. I assume it's on. It doesn't sound like anything's on. But
you can't hear it. It is running.
Okay.
Is that on? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Marilyn and I met with a woman named Bonnie Finkley just the other day.
Last week.
She's an accountant, and she knows about setting up LLCs, 501c3, that kind of thing. We talked to her about what we would like to do and what the city's proposing and looking for with having somebody knowledgeable, independent of city government, taking over the management, day-to-day management of the airport. Discussed a lot of things with her. She took information from us to look into both an LLC, correct me if I'm wrong here, Marilyn, and a 501c3. Apparently the LLC is a lot quicker. 501c3 takes more time to get set up. And we talked about a board, people we would like to have on a board to run it. It's not inclusive of, or that's not saying members. Anybody could be a member of the Friends of the Airport. Hopefully many people would, people who care about the airport and what's going to happen with it. We talked about some of the specifics with finances and how we'd need to talk to Mr. Smith, city manager, about when it comes to working out some of the details about how the money goes where, when and things could be switched over, who would be responsible for what. Marilyn had some budget information, so we had some numbers that we could look at, and pretty much that's what we did.
Yeah, so
refresh my memory if there's other things. So we're trying to get it started, get things going. Bonnie took information so that she could go back and get things going, as I recall.
Yeah.
Meaning getting organization formally started so that there will be an actual organization that we can come to the city and say, here is the group, now we can talk to you and do
that. And we're waiting for a letter from the city saying that this is something that is a necessary thing for the, when we had that meeting, you, Dan, and I.
Relieving burden of the,
burden
government,
of the,
I think, something along those lines.
Yes, ma'am, and I can get you something probably tomorrow. along those lines. I wanted to provide also a word of encouragement. It's nice to see the action. It's nice to see what you guys are focusing on. I do think that long-term view, you are going to want to have a 501c3 associated with this somehow or
another. Oh, we are. We are.
So that we can feed money to you when we receive it from the Fed and all that.
Yeah, it just takes 6 months, so we're going to get started. And she said, once we get started and then that letter from you, mm-hmm. That'll get the ball rolling. But it's going to be an LLC for purposes of suing people and then suing members.
Well, I get that. I did want to provide one other piece of information that I've come across in the last several days. And I apologize for taking airtime. I don't want to stretch this too long, but about 6 months ago, the federal government embarked upon a funding program that is a grant program called Opportunity Zones. And they came to the states and said, provide us with X number of census tracts that you have approved as a state to be opportunity zones. The idea there is that you could apply for up to a 50% grant for a project, and that the matching source of funds, whoever was putting up the other half, would put their money in. And then 10 years later, when the project was complete and there was some experience of additional value or whatever, that party that put their 50% in would get the proceeds of growth along with their 50% back. And that money would be tax-free. So the growth in the thing that was invested in would not be liable to taxes. And so we're thinking on several different ways that Bisbee might use that. We put forward the census tract that the airport is in. Oh. So that includes Warren and the airport.
Oh, good.
So you may have an opportunity there if you find a third party and we're able to create matching funds from somewhere like ADOT or FAA or whatever. We may be able to actually get some subsidy from the Fed. And then years later, whatever value that matured into, if it matured into any value at all, would come back to the 501c3 without a tax liability.
Okay.
What was the name of it?
Opportunity Zones. The governor approved them. The governor called for census tracts, and we sent in the one that covers Warren and the airport.
Oh, good. Someone mentioned that to me briefly in the Safeway and said they weren't sure whether the airport was it within the...
I believe it is. I'll print the map out and send it to you guys so you can have. But I'm talking currently with the County Development Services Director. Just recently got some training on that, and I believe that Randy over at SIGO has as well. And we're kind of circling the wagons to see how we might put some projects together and take advantage of it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Now, Peter, if I may, or Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yes, Peter, anything to add?
Please. I want to ask a question.
No, here's a question.
In looking at this organization, is it envisioned maybe as supplanting or replacing the Airport Advisory Commission? Would this actually serve any purpose if we had that new group that would be more involved? Would there be any, the way you're envisioning it, would there be any need for continuing this committee?
Personally, I don't know. That's looking further ahead than we've considered, but...
Yes, the county council, yeah. City council.
Okay.
So we'll stay here, yeah, for now. Okay, comments?
So we'll be, I guess we'll be expecting some kind of letter of intent or something for to release the city's,
To the group, yeah.
To the group, okay. Yeah. Anything else you need from the group as well?
If I'm, I just want to make sure I'm clear. I think what we'd like to do is express to the commission the city's desire to have a third party emerge and run the daily activities and manage the daily activities of the airport, and to encourage the commission to help the formation of that group come forward. As soon as you see that happening, when you know what kind of a group you're going to create, I can go to the city attorney and ask them to begin to frame an agreement, and they can come up with a draft that group and their council can, attorneys can look at, and we'll go back and forth and negotiate until we come to something that works for everyone.
We have to have bylaws and
I'm sure.
All this. Mm-hmm.
So. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to comment just on this. Are there going to be any other additional meetings in regards to the Friends of the Bisbee Airport?
What do you mean? From who? Between whom?
Oh, between you, Pete, and the group. In regards to a timeline
well,
future to get this for the next
Well, we're just, yeah, we're going to get together and do all the bylaws and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, we already have the five people.
Okay, good deal. Mm-hmm. Any other comments or suggestions?
Yeah, you want comments this one.
I have a question reference the Friends of the Bisbee Airport. Is that group going to be subject to the open meetings law as we are?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a private organization.
Now I have a question. Is it going to be, is this group going to be dissolved in the Friends of the Bisbee Airport?
No.
That was Eric's question.
Oh, no. Okay.
No.
And the city still needs someone to, or a group to come to for advice, okay? No, the airport advisory board should not go away, even though there's someone.
Now, would the city consider it a conflict of interest, having members on both parties?
No, as long as it's not a quorum.
That's a good question to ask the lawyer.
When that agreement comes around is where a lot of those questions are going to be asked.
Another question I have, the Friends of the Bisbee Airport, when that's created, will they answer to this commission or someone else?
This commission is purely advisory.
Who would they answer to?
City, FAA,
The council holds me responsible for executing and tending to the contracts that are here, and I anticipate that the council would first want me managing the daily stuff, but things that reached a critical mass certainly would go to the council for their guidance. But the advisory board still needs to be here. We still need them operating to provide guidance to the city and the council. The Friends and the way they operate, or whatever the third party is called, and however they operate that contract in relationship to the administration would be something that the manager manages on a daily basis, but if it gets into trouble or changes are needed, it's back in front of the council because they are the ones who approve the actual agreements.
So like as a legal type thing, the city is still the airport sponsor, and it's just a matter of it's delegating it to the Friends.
Right.
The buck still stops with you.
It still remains the city's airport, but we have an agreement with a third party to run it, just like we could have agreements with third, like the county is going to run our development services for us. So it's a third party doing that for us.
I think that needs to be made very clear from the very beginning with however this is organized, that there is a, if it's the city manager that has initial overall responsibility, if you will, that just needs to be clear cut. You don't want people thinking they answer to us or somebody else or they're off doing their own thing. There still needs to be a line of
control. There's going to be some hierarchy.
There needs to be a line of control that's very, very easy to understand.
We have a lot to work out.
Yeah.
Based on the state statute as well as our charter and the chartered mission of the commission, the city's attorney will frame all that. That will all be part of how we move forward.
Okay, so I sort of picture or envision this Friends of the Airport, something like an FBO, but it's going to be a joint effort, like a group effort of individuals, that LLC. Is that correct? I imagine it's something like an FBO, but not. Okay.
Okay,
so I don't know if we call it FBO or we're just going to be a airport commission, right? Or, I mean, authority?
It'll be airport operation.
Okay. We have a label for it yet?
What do you mean, like Friends of the Bisbee Airport LLC?
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions or comments? I believe this is the fastest one we've gone through so far.
Well, we have,
Okay, so adjourned?
No, we still have comments of commission members about, did you want to mention about Chuck?
If you think it's appropriate to do so. I've had a dialogue this past week with Mr. Perry's son, John. Mr. Perry, as you know, is the chairman of this board. And he's had some severe health issues. He had a stroke, and he's been moved to Colorado. And another very sad news is that while Chuck was a Mr. Perry, I always call him Mr. Perry, even we're very close, but it's always Mr. Perry, his companion. She had heart surgery, and she died in heart surgery. And, Mr. Perry means a lot to me because I saw through his gruff exterior and saw a man who just cares about, he loves people. He likes to be involved in people and, volunteer for things and be useful and helpful. And he always has. And I don't see him, he's not going to come back, to the board. And I just want to do something to kind of recognize his service to the community and to so many students at Cochise College over the years. And I had thought about a plaque, and Marilyn pointed out, a plaque wouldn't be worthwhile, but maybe some kind of a commemorative piece just to, to acknowledge that, just so he knows that people know that he was a good guy and still is, and how much he's meant to a lot of people.
And you said you're working on that?
Yes, I'm trying to get just some blurbs about his career and so on, to lay something out there, something nice for him. That's
So does he need to send in a letter of resignation? I mean, he's obviously been absent for a lot, so.
I think we can go with your, if he's not even in town.
I'm not even sure, talking to John, that he's entirely aware of what's happening and all that. I mean, he comes and goes, and I just don't want to be a burden on him. If it were up to me, and we always had a quorum, I'd be like, if he wants to stay as long as he wants it, great. But that also wouldn't be correct procedurally. I understand that, too. So I just want to give him a graceful way while being protective of his dignity. So
I can just tell Ashley, can't I? Or just notify her that he's not going to be coming back this season?
You can. And you as a commission, it's up to you. If he was a special person and he really meant a lot to this group, you could take action to adopt a resolution. Any commission can adopt a resolution, and you can state eloquently exactly what you just said in a resolution like that, and you can recognize his contribution to the group, and you can also recognize that given the fact that he's not with us and unable to function on the commission, that his chair's been vacated. So you have the ability to craft that if you'd like to do that. And I've seen commissions send that to the person as kind of a thank you note, and then the thank you that's memorialized in the resolution.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, that's exactly what you had suggested, Marilyn. Yeah. That was a good idea.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, now.
Okay, I guess just pretty much covered everything. Anything else in regards to Mr. Perry? Okay, I guess meeting's adjourned. Time is 6:05?